get out and just run. I think we can beat anybody.
Yeah, can you walk? We're from Louisville. Can you walk us through what happened there? Why? What happened with your recruiting?
Nothing happened really. It was just a point at a time where I went my direction and they went their direction. They wanted to get somebody else, and I wanted to play somewhere else. So that was it.
Were you on campus when they pulled out, or did you? Was that your call?
Nah, it wasn't on campus. It was when I really got back home. I just decided that I was going to have more schools look at me and go to more visits, and, you know, they just went another way and got Chris Jones.
Pat, I hear a lot of people talking about the impact that Chris, not having Chris Jones is going to be, you know, in this game compared to the win that you guys had back in February. Can you talk to me about that difference of this Louisville team without Chris Jones and the matchups, how they'll be different for you?
I don't think it's going to be a difference. You know, they was a good team with him. I think they're still a good team without him. So, you know, their new point guard, he's going to have his hands full, as Rick Pitino told him that, because I heard it when he was doing his press conference. But, you know, I don't get into that. I just go out and play basketball. But one thing they're going to have to do is contain me.
You say they're going to have to contain you. Does that mean we're going to see AAU Cat, you know, coming up in this game?
Yeah. You've been seeing it this last couple of games. You know, I'm in attack mode right now and I feel like I'm not getting out of my zone, so every game we play on from here on out, I'm going to go and I'm going to attack the rim.
You get extra motivation against Louisville?
Say it again?
Do you have extra motivation against Louisville?
I have extra motivation against everybody I play, you know. It's not just Louisville. It's just how I play the game, man. You know, Louisville is a great team, man. I'm going to just go out and play Cat basketball.
What did work for you so well the last time?
Just attacking their press, you know. Getting past everyone. You know, when my speed, I'm so quick, and when they try to trap, I can get past everyone. It's pretty much guys behind me, and it's pretty much my team and me. I can see the whole floor.
Do you think they'll try to press you again?
I think so. You know, I don't think he'll go away from his game plan, or that's what he do. So, I mean, it's going to be kind of tough to press me again after what I did to them last time, but you know, every game is different, so we'll see what happens.
So you wouldn't press you were saying?
If I was any coach on any team, I wouldn't press me.
Just that quick, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know any of the guys from Louisville's team, like AAU and stuff, or do you just know them from conference, you know, play?
I know Terry Rozier and Montreal. That's about it.
Without Jones, they're not as quick as they were. Does that mean there's even less reason to press you?
I wouldn't say it. I think they are still pressed, but it's going to be kind of, you know, Jones was physical. He was a great guard, but with the point guard they got now, I don't know too much about him, but I really don't care. I'm going to still go out and attack whoever that's going to be on the court.
From the last game, there's a video of you and Montrez. You kind of put your arm around him. You know the video I'm talking about?
Yeah, people try to make it seem like it was somebody that won't, but, you know, I know Montrez, and we were just playing around, having a good conversation, talking to each other.
So you didn't put a booger in his hair?
No,
like
that's trifling. I would never do that to nobody. Like, that's disgusting.
Pat, we talk about you and the impact you plan on having on the game, but the momentum that your bigs got from the way they performed in Pittsburgh, how